So today is the day, if I'm understanding my history correct, and I have to understand the present day, I guess, what's going on, which will be part of history now, because I want to make sure I'm up to speed. So Britain will have a new prime minister, Boris Johnson's out.
Liz Truss, right?
Liz Truss. I guess there's going to be ceremonies going on today. You're hearing about in the news. Before she is even taken office, she's enduring a case of mistaken identity, all relating to Twitter. I can't lay the blame on Twitter, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It's people that use Twitter. So Liz Truss, she's on Twitter, and she goes by @TrussLiz. Understandable.
Yeah.
Okay, @TrussLiz. In Britain, there is a woman named Liz Trussell. Again, the new prime minister is Liz Truss. This woman's name is Liz Trussell. And on Twitter, she's @LizTruss.
Oh.
Ouch.
So again, the prime minister is Truss Liz. This lady is Liz Truss. Guess who's getting all kinds of tweets mistakenly sent
the
to
other
her.
One, yes.
Exactly right. She's getting both. Angry tweets, people wanting to take her on politically, talking about, you know, you're not going to do anything. We're against you. We're going to fight you, you know, all right. That stuff. And but she's also getting some congratulatory tweets. In fact, even the prime minister of Sweden has contacted her and has wished her wished her well in her new job, looking forward to meet. So and this woman, Liz Trussell, apparently is tweeting back.
Oh,
yeah, she's having fun with it. And she's sending, as they say, some cheeky replies.
Cheeky.
So much so that people are starting to take notice and understand the differences. And people are asking for her to actually be appointed the new prime minister.
Oh, gee.
Saying that if she can have this much fun, then we want her in office.
Right.
So before the real Liz Truss prime minister is sworn in, she's already dealing with mistaken identity in a case of some fun that's going on. These mistakes have happened before, and they're sometimes funny when people you hear about. And sometimes it's not even Twitter. It can be other kind of social media situations. It's happened with politicians. It's happened with celebrities and things like that. So if you have any inclination to contact the new prime minister of Britain, again, it's Truss Liz, not Liz Truss.
That, I've seen that many times before on Twitter where people will say, I am not the person you're yelling at. Find the right person.
Maybe they can work something out here. Work out a compromise of some sort.
Well, my guess is that at some point they'll find a way to have these two women meet.
Mm-hmm.
That would only be appropriate.
Right,
just
right.
Have a little fun with it, to continue on a good way, and maybe further clarify.
Give her a special seating at a swearing-in or something, the other one.
And it makes me wonder, will the new prime minister then, will she try and change her Twitter to a more distinct...
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't she get more of a official kind of a Twitter account, I guess? Like governmental?
Prime Minister
something.
Truss Liz or something like that?
Yeah,
just to further clarify. Now, can't blame Twitter for this one. It's people utilizing Twitter. Gosh, the problem. I like it, though. I like it. And I just love the fact that people say, hey, let's put her in as Prime Minister. And the other one hasn't even taken over yet.